Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is... the ad came up too quickly. National Dimples Day. And last but not least, because there's only two today, it's National Sugar Cookie Day. You know, a sugar cookie and a nice cup of vanilla ice cream. Pretty much perfect dessert. That makes me sound so old. Yeah, I just want a vanilla ice cream and a sugar cookie, and I'm all good to go. So we do have some contact, so let's go ahead and read that. So speaking of what day is it, Gary in Portland says today is, I don't pay any attention to what day is celebrated. When you started saying them, I go, I think I've heard these before. I had to make sure it was Tuesday. Well, Gary, you're kind of contradicting yourself because you said that you don't pay attention to them. But when you heard them, you wondered if it was the same day. So you obviously do pay attention to them, is what I'm going to say. Yeah. And we also have a message from Leo that I didn't read the last 2 days. Sorry about that, Leo. But getting to it now. Leo says, I thought the back and forth with Alice was fun. It's interesting that you don't want to go on too long with her as a, quote, co-host, because it always goes back to you. Isn't this a personal journal podcast, so shouldn't it be all about you? Hope you've had a great trip. At least I don't have a lot to catch up on when I binge listen. Oh, gosh. Well, thanks for the message. Yeah, so I did have a great trip. We'll talk about it a little bit. And yeah, I did. I changed the name to Alice. He actually said Mabel. I felt bad about that, Leo. So I'm just having to say, to tell everyone that I changed it in that text message. He didn't say Alice. He said Mabel. There you go. But her name officially, because I am the decider of things on this show, and her name officially is Alice. What else were you saying? Oh, well, so the reason it's not that I don't feel, I don't know. Is it that I don't feel comfortable? It's more if I'm going to have a co-host, I want the co-host to bring something to the table. And I feel like right now Alice brings to the table, if I have a question or something that I don't know or a topic that I want quickly more information on, that's really good. I can go, hey, Alice, blah, 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 blah. You know, can you tell us more about this? But as a co-host, I would expect the co-host to bring something to the table. Like Daniel brings his own life experiences to the table. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it just feels weird having a almost sycophantic, there's a $2 word for you, a sycophantic AI assistant to be a co-host. Just doesn't, you know, she's going to say yes to everything. She's going to agree with everything I say. She's going to, you know, it's not going to bring any interest at all other than, you know, I think sprinkling her throughout is fine, but having as a co-host, I don't know. Not something that I'm wanting to do at the moment. So I was trying to pull up my boyfication calendar because you see we have a spreadsheet for all of our vacations this year. We have a couple of different vacations that we're planning, so we have tabs for Scotland, we have tabs for Switzerland. I'm surprised Mark doesn't. I don't have a tab for Florida because I think Daniel and I will just wing it, but I do have spreadsheets, and I can always share these spreadsheets with people. If you want to know what our itinerary was for any trip that we went on, we have a spreadsheet for almost all of them. So just so you know. But I have to pull it up because I need to remember what I did so I can tell you guys about it. So really what I was going to talk about today was mostly a complaint. So we flew United Airlines. Oh my gosh. It was a train wreck. So we got to the airport, checked in, all that was fine. They're doing construction. I feel like all the airports right now are doing construction. And I'm wondering if it's because of the travel, the big bill that Joe Biden got through that gave all this money to travel or to infrastructure. There was a name for it, and I can't remember what it was. But I'm wondering if all of the airports are now going through a lot of construction, partly because of this extra money that was flooded into the system. I'm not really sure. But our airport is having construction going on. But that didn't really, you know, stop anything. Our first flight was from XNA to Chicago. XNA is our airport. And that one went fine. And when we got to Chicago, we decided we were going to have a 4-hour layover. And we thought that would be plenty of time so that if there were any flight delays or anything like that, no big deal, right? No, that was not. So we decided to use, Mark gets one free Admirals Club or United Club or whatever they call it. And they're just lounges that have slightly better chairs and they have tables and they have charging and, you know, the decor is a little bit nicer and you're not having to sit around with the unwashed masses of people. Not really. There are quite a few people who use these lounges because you can pay for access in United. And so, and they have food. They have a buffet and it's not good food. It's not good food, but for some reason, because it's air quotes free, it's good food because it's free food. But anyway, we had that. And so we went in there and I had brought cards. So we played cards. We played Monopoly Go or Monopoly Deal, I think is what it's called. And we were prepared to wait for 4 hours, but here comes a delay. And for United will not be honest with you. They'll say, oh, it's going to be a 15-minute delay. And then a minute before that delay expires, they up it, you know, by another 15, another 30. So you're constantly getting these notifications on the app and other, oh, the delay is longer now. Oh, the delay is longer now. Well, eventually, and it was, like I said yesterday, it was something about a backup in the New Jersey airport. They were not letting planes come. So I guess it was New Jersey's fault, really, but they were not letting planes come in. So it kept getting more and more and more and more delayed. And we had a flight going from New Jersey to Edinburgh that left around 11:30 p.m., something like that. And it was the last one of the day. And maybe the only one of the day. I'm not really sure, but the last one for sure. And so we finally were delayed enough that we missed that flight. So we had to get a hotel. So we had to pay for a hotel. Not only did we have to pay for a hotel, but we also missed, because of this change in itinerary, because the next flight to Edinburgh wasn't until the next evening. And we ended up not actually getting out of the country until 24 hours later. We missed a day and a half of our trip because of this, basically. So the two tours that we had booked in Edinburgh, we missed both of them. One of them I was able to cancel in time to get my money back, but the other one, I was not able to get my money back. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of a... We have not had that bad of a travel experience since we've been together that I can remember. And so anyway, we had that to deal with. And then, you know, we got the hotel, all of that kind of good stuff. And then we get there the next day. So we stay in a hotel. We have to get an Uber to the hotel. So that was another expense. We come back the next day Luckily, there was a free shuttle from that hotel back to the airport, so we were able to do that. And then we just had another 8-hour wait at the airport. And then that flight was delayed. So it was just, there was a, so we waited, I don't know, 10, 11 hours in the airport before we finally left. I thought we were never going to leave the country. I was sure that we were just gonna, there was some sign from above that, you know, Adam and Mark are not leaving the country at this time. But we finally did. We flew the 6 hours. We made it around noon, 11:30 or noon on the next day, which was Sunday. And so the only thing, and we had missed both of our tours, so the only thing we could do was drive straight to Inverness. All right, I'll end it there for today. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.